our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring savory sautéed bean curd sheets with persimmon and banana fritters dessert.
Hello, how's everyone doing? You're doing fine, I hope. We're gonna have some savory meal today and some dessert. So savory meal dish, we need dry bean curd sheet. You can buy them in Asia shop or some supermarket. And we need some vegan butter, say 100% nature. Without preservative even. Some raw cashew nut. Not the roasted one, but raw. And we have some fermented bean curd. We need also
1 leaf
persimmon. Can also have a little ground pepper to taste, optional. And for the dessert, you're gonna have to need some ripe good banana. I need some wheat flour and a little salt. Now this bean curd sheet is made from soya beans. They made it into soya milk and then they make it into dry bean curd sheet. Okay. We're going to need half of this package. It's about 2 ounces. It's very light, so it doesn't weigh too much. You can use half of it. Good enough for now. And we have to soak it in hot water to make it soft. We can break it first. Break it into small bite size. It doesn't have to be too small, because it's going to be softened and very flexible. So about this size will be fine. Be gentle, otherwise it will spray all over on your floor because it's very crispy and dry. Okay, that will do. I'm going to put hot water on it to soak. After you pour hot water or boiling water into a bowl, you have to soak it maybe 15-20 minutes and then it get ready to be used. Meanwhile, we can prepare the persimmon. You peel the skin off. Huh? This is a very crispy one, not the soft one, eh? It's a crunchy one. Just peel the skin off. Otherwise, you can also eat with the skin. It's just not as smooth. When I was in Germany, it's spelled khaki. In Vietnamese, it's called thai hao. But this is the persimmon, the crunchy one, not the soft one. Because the soft one is too mushy, you know, it would look like tomatoes ketchup when you cook it. And if you use the one that's supposed to be soft but it's still hard, then it's a little bitter and sticky. It's not properly ripe, but it doesn't taste that good. So we use the crunchy one. After that, slide the fruit. Slide them into thin slices. Very, very thin. And if it's too big, too large, you divide it into half or one third of the size of the fruit. Or you could divide the fruit first into 3 parts, and when you slide it, it's already 3. Say more time. See this? It becomes 3 automatically. You see, it depends on how big is your fruit, you know. These fruits are a little bit big, so I think I use just 1. 1 is enough. Unless you want to cook a little more, then you can use 2. Yeah. Half of the package of the bean curd sheet that we have just shown you, 2 ounces, more or less, and 1 persimmon, big size. Okay, meanwhile we check the bean curd sheet, is it soft enough? Drain the water and use your hand to squeeze more water out of it so it be not too watery and put it back in the bowl there. It's ready. It should be soft but not too soft. Yeah, it's good enough. It still retain its individual identity. Just softer. Now we prepare the oil. You can use olive oil to fry the tofu and the persimmon. Or you can use vegan butter, naked butter. Today, I use butter. Just put 1 tablespoon of butter into the frying pan. I'm waiting till it heats up. Some people use half oil, half butter. Yeah, you can try that also. It's already heated. So we put the soft pink cheese into the pan and saute it. Then add like half a cup of water into it. And let the heat low medium for a while and cover it. You cover it like 1 minute or 2 minutes. Check if it's tender enough. Very nice. Now we're going to add in the persimmon fruit slice. Yes, I mix it all in. That's good. And saute it up. Mix it up together. And we have to season it. Now we need like 1 tablespoon of vinegar. Huh? I know how much. It is so I don't have to measure. But you should measure if you don't know how much. I never really measure my cooking. I just cook. It's just because for you I have to tell you how much. And dash in a few dash of maggi. Count to 10. Few dash of ground black pepper. Doesn't have to be black, of course, as long as it's that type of paper. And stir it well together. And now we add 1 cup of this fermented bean curd. It's like this. But it's better you put it first in a little bowl and crushed it. I show you. Here, we put it in a little bowl and crush it into fine substance first, okay? Otherwise, it will not mix well in there. It's good. Use your bean sheet to clean up the rest because it's a little bit sticky to the bowl, eh? Now we mix it well together with the bean sheet. It smells very nice already. It's very good. Just taste it to see if it's okay together with this. Wow. Very nice. After seasoning and everything, we put in a handful of cashew nut together with the bean curd sheet. Put as much as you want. There you are. You can also saute the cashew beforehand and make it more flavorful with the oil and with the butter. But I prefer to just put it in like that. So the cashew will just retain its own taste. Because the bean curd sheet is already cooked, so we just leave the cashew in there and cover it a few minutes until we serve it. This you can serve with white rice or brown rice. And now we prepare the dessert. Let the oil heat up. Meanwhile, we prepare the butter for banana and cut the banana. The banana, you peel it, of course, yeah? We have banana frite. Just mean fried banana in butter. I have four here, but you don't have to have so many, yeah? Maybe two is enough. But I think my people will love it, so I cook a little bit more. So that they come in from the cold, and they just eat it while blowing it. It would feel very nice like that. The banana, we cut it in smaller pieces. Divide the banana into three portions. One, two, three. And halve it as well. And for the butter, we use flour. Similar to the butter that we made last time for the fried shrimp. You can use like 500 gram of flour and almost about half a liter of water, a pinch of salt. And pour a water in that. And mix it. The best is you prepare your butter first. Before you even starting your savory sauté dish. It just, because I didn't want to confuse you, so I do it one at a time. You mix the butter well. Because if you let the butter stand for a while, it's better. Let the butter stand maybe like 20-30 minutes, then the texture is smoother. Also the water will penetrate more into the flour and the butter will be more correct. The thickness of it, you can control better. Remember to put a pinch of salt, huh? It always tastes better with a pinch of salt in the flour, with the dessert stuff. It helps to enhance the flavor, and it tastes sweeter, but you don't need to use so much sugar. Yeah, as you know, sugar, some people say it's not very good for you. We don't eat that every day, so it's all right. And you have to balance it with the other vegetable, and it will be okay. We let it stand there for a while, 10 to 15, 20 minutes. You can also use it right away, it doesn't matter really, okay? It's just more professionally if you let it stand for a while, alright? Now, we use it right away. Check if the oil is already hot. Remember how we test it? Okay, put something in there, and if it sizzles like that, if you put a little drop of butter into the oil, and if the butter come up onto the surface right away, that means the oil is ready. Now we stir the butter for the last time. And put all the bananas that we slice in half into the butter. Put them all in there and mix it a little bit. Be careful so it doesn't break. Now you take one piece of banana out at a time with the help of a spoon and put it into the boiling hot oil. Just scoop a little bit butter with it, yeah? Right, and put it on top of that banana so that it cover a little bit more. And deep fry it until it's golden. Did you hear the story of a Taiwanese man who succeeded only on banana for 30 years? During the war with the Japanese, one Taiwanese soldier after defeat, he hide himself into a banana grove. And because he was thinking the war is still on, so he hide himself there. And there's nothing but banana there for him to eat. So he eat banana for 30 years. He said he invented all kind of banana dishes, you know, banana fry, banana boil, banana raw, banana salad, etc. Yeah. And after people discover him, he come out and went back to Taiwan. And then people, of course, you know, hail him and praise him and love him and took care of him and give him all kind of food to eat. And he died very soon after. I don't know if it's because of good food or not. He was healthy for 30 years with a banana diet. As soon as he had so much meat and fish and all that, he died. Maybe it's time to die. I don't recommend you subsist on banana only. That was just a story. You have to have a strong willpower also, not just the food. It's golden. We put it on the plate that lined the kitchen towel. Absorb some of the oil. Next bath coming. If the oil is too hot and it's spraying too much, then you lower it to medium. But it's better hot, so it will be crispy. And room for one more. I took as many as I can in one time. Don't have time, you know? We are busy, huh? Especially we women. Modern women are more busy than the ancient woman. Because some of us also have to work and take care of the family at the same time. The more things we develop, the more we have to buy. And the more we have to buy, the more we have to work. I myself just prefer to be in a cave with very simple clothing, simple cooking. That would be best. After the banana is all fried, you sprinkle some cinnamon on it. Wow. So hot and crispy. I'm going to call my people now. You can imagine how they like it. So we are serving now. You can put rice in the middle and dry bean sheet around it, just to make it look nice. Doesn't have to be in the middle as well. Voila! It's gonna be very nice meal, nutritious, simple, easy, quick, and tasty. Wow, I like it already. And you can add a little bit of sesame powder and your brown rice. And I put a little fermented bean curd aside in case some of you like to have a little bit more savory, deeper taste. And enjoy. Bon appetit.
What is it?
It's banana.
Oh, wow! Wow.
Try it.
Okay.
Banana fritte. Just deep fry in butter. And this is just some savory dish. You want to try some? Yeah. Oh, you eat lunch already, right?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Mm.
Very nice.
Oh, this is new stuff. Huh? Well, huh?
Yeah, it's a script master, yeah.
You can try some of this. Good, huh?
Very good. This is very nice, the banana.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 I take another one.
No. It's forbidden. You get fat.
No.
Never mind. You don't have a wife, so nobody care, right?
No.
She will not say anything, right?
Yeah,
all bachelor.
Yeah.
We all bachelor, we get fat, we get skinny, no one cares, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Mm. Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
Very,
yes.
Good.
Very
nice.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
When it's cold outside, huh?
Mm.
Something
yes.
Hard like this.
Mm. Very good.
Ça va, toi?
Très, très bien.
Très bien? C'est bon?
Très, très bon.
T'as mangé avant?
J'ai mangé, mais pas le dessert, donc ça tombe très très bien. Oui.
Mmh. Mais tu manges quoi? Comme ça, comme dessert?
Oui, oui, oui. Oui.
Des frites aussi?
Oui, frites.
On fait en France.
Comme ça.
C'est le même?
On fait.
Mais, mais c'est bon avec du riz après. Hein? Mmh. Normalement, on mange après. Normally, you eat after, hein? But you already eat dinner, so it's okay.
Yes.
I try this stuff. If you want, you can try some. There are a lot. You can try with rice over there. Okay. Bring it here. We eat together if you want. If not, just eat the banana. Like banana, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's really nice.
It's a simple surprise. Go ahead. Nice finger food, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
So. You cook that and you put cinnamon on or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How come you cook the same in Vietnam? But the friends, normally they never had banana before. They import it from Vietnam,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or from the Caribbean.
That was after we have transportation, eh?
Mm.
Before nobody had banana
yeah.
in your country, no? In Italy, no. Also not. European, no, huh?
Mm.
European didn't have much before.
Even corn, tomatoes,
oh,
all
nothing,
come from
yeah.
South America.
Yeah, yeah. After Columbus went there, and they went to India, so they have curry, they have cardamom, and
chili,
yeah, all that, yeah. They imported almost everything, even pepper, sugar,
tea, chocolate. From the
chocolate from your country, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do they import from your country? No, right?
No.
Imported water. What do we import from Hong Kong?
I'm not sure.
Hong Kong imported everything.
Yeah.
When I was in Hong Kong, they imported mango, they imported papaya, they imported pineapple, they imported apple. You know, everything I look. Imported from where? All the fruits, you know?
Yeah.
Imported from Singapore, from Thailand, from Vietnam, a mango from Philippines, a coconut from Thailand, you know? Mangosteen from Vietnam, a durian from also Vietnam, maybe Laos. Yeah, go ahead, huh? How many pieces we have now? I have to share it equally. Oh, only 5 pieces. 1, 2, 3. Ah, good enough. Good, I take one. One each. Okay, voila. One each.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Last one.
Thank you.
The last piece. Good, huh?
Very good.
Yeah. We're supposed to eat the rice and the vegetable first and then it's banana later, you know? But because you guys eat also, I eat also. Who cares? Is it good?
Yes.
You eat alone, not with rice? Just alone, huh?
Yes,
just alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not? Is it good or not?
Yes.
Very
nice.
Tasty.
Even after you had dinner already?
Yes.
I put some sesame on my rice. How is it?
Good, yeah. It's also sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can add some more soy sauce if it's a little bit too sweet. Because it's cooked with persimmon.
Okay.
Oh.
the fruit and cashew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Really taste to you?
Yes.
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 Have you eat like this before?
No.
That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. It's really good.
Have some more. Yeah, a little bit some more. I just don't know how they will like it. Just come. Tall.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Bamboo, he's too tall. Nickname Bamboo. Oh, the people are tall like that in your country?
No.
No? Just you? Specially imported or what?
Yeah.
Mmm. Not bad. Mm.
Very good.
I told you, my invention. You cannot find it elsewhere. And you like it?
Yes.
Yes.
Eat already and still eat.
Good.
You know, I like to have this soybean curd fermented and with cucumber, but with hot sauce and soya a little bit also. Mm. Good, no? Look at her. Yeah. Yeah. You look like you've been starving for 100 years. Yeah, come on.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. Thank you. Try it.
Yeah.
It's hot, okay?
Okay.
Anybody else want to try?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It's sharp,
thank
I mean.
You.
Bamboo, you want it?
Okay, thank you.
Bamboo. Later, I'm going boo boo. Want some?
Yes, please. It looks good.
just cucumber and fermented bean curd and hot chili. So there you are.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome. Tell me if you like that. It's appetizing though, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tasty.
Tasty, huh?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, very nice.
Good. There's some more cucumber. We can cut more and have it, okay? You guys are easy to please, huh? Eat anything. I'll tell him to get some more cucumber for us. Coming. Oh, wow, two cucumbers! I'm gonna eat forever. I have to give it more. You have to break it like that. And mix it with the chili. If too many people, then you have to do that. If you alone, of course, you can. Just break it yourself. Mm-hmm. And some soya on it. There, and this is your heavenly sauce.
Wow.
You like it so much. I don't know why. Nothing luxury, huh? It doesn't have to be a luxurious food to taste good, eh?
Yes.
Yes.
It's delicious,
yes.
No?
Yes.
Tell me. And a simple life is best, huh? Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
More cucumbers coming, huh? Right?
Yes, Master.
Mmm, this is very good.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.